You're listening to The World According to George. This uninspired, puffy Midwestern man is looking for something more as he moves through life in his 30s.
All right, welcome to The World According to George. I'm your host, George Thomas, and this episode of WAG is being broadcast from Fulton Market in downtown Chicago. And my guest host today is once again Abby Thomas. Mom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
But we are not.
So what's been going on, George? How's life?
I don't know. I see now I'm not feeling good. Like I have these waves like in the afternoon. I don't know. Every work day I have between 8 and noon and then noon and like 4, I struggle a lot. So I don't know what it is. But
do you eat breakfast?
No, I didn't. I had a little something at like 11.
Well, that's why you're
breakfast anymore. I don't want to have breakfast.
Yeah, but that means your blood sugar is dropping and it makes you tired.
Yeah, I am tired.
You need something like you need something because that's why your blood sugar is dropping.
I don't know.
Because you're not eating till
I'm ill in the head. That's the problem. But
well, okay. You're just not once again, you're just not busy enough exercising.
I should have gone into this a long time ago. I just feel like I'm behind and this all is going to be for nothing. I don't know. There's so many podcasts that are, you know, really well known and way ahead, you know.
Yeah, but how many podcasts didn't start till they're 50?
I don't know.
You're ahead of them.
They're no better looking. They're no, like, I don't think they're any more talented. I just think I dropped the ball.
No, I think you just...
Some of them are better looking. Some of them are talented. But a lot of them aren't that have gained, like, a good notoriety. Like, they have... Like, Amazon Music is... Like, has their billboard in Times Square, you know?
Well, you're too hard on yourself, and you're always comparing yourself to others. So
I compare myself constantly, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good trait.
I'm not comparing myself to my friends anymore.
Good.
So I do think... I don't wish to have any of my friends' lives. I know that now. Well, it used to be good. Them too. Now it's just random people on social media or famous people or people in this like industry or this like doing something big with their career. But it's nobody I know anymore. I used to be jealous of people I knew or thinking that they were really happy in their work. And I like the life I have more. And I don't wish I had kids I don't wish any of that. I do cooler shit than most people probably, but.
Yes, of course you do.
I'm not like respected for my career, and that's what's missing.
Well, because you don't respect what yourself. You've got your poor self-talk.
I do.
You're getting there. You're getting there, bud.
Keep
your head up.
Okay.
Yes, sir. What's the question of the day?
Well, how's your new car? Now it's been, I don't want to spend too much time on your car because I don't want to turn people off. And I don't want people to hate you for having a Mercedes. But how is it? It's been a few weeks maybe. It definitely has.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. Of course, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you always realize things after you buy a new car. And I realized after going back from Savannah back to Naples to check it out, I didn't realize how cool it was and how many options that it has that your old car didn't have and that my current car doesn't have either. So you've got, I didn't realize when we bought it, you've got a massage options in your seat.
I have a massage option. Yeah. Yep.
Your seats, massage. You also,
I forgot how to turn that on. So I'm going to have to figure that out.
It's kind of a gimmick. I think it's actually, I don't think it's that great, but it is cool to have that. Then you also have an ionization system, an internal
which I like,
purifies your air. That the car is taking in. I don't have that. And you also have,
I like that very much.
Fragrance kit they gave you, and you actually can load the fragrance into the brains of the car in the glove box, which I think is really cool.
Yes, and they gave me one for free, and they're like, you know, $100 each.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you just have one for free or three for free?
No, and they gave me one.
Okay, yeah, you can't get
one.
So you also have a light carpet, which is light the car shines onto the pavement, but yours is animated. And it comes with two images. I've not seen that before. So it shines the...
Oh, that's right. It changes image. It goes one right. and then switches image, it, right?
You've got the standard Mercedes logo, which is not animated, that shines on the pavement. I've got that. B's got
Beatrice that. Has that.
Sammy yeah. has that. I love that. That's a... And it kind of lights things up at night.
Yeah.
But you have something none of our cars have.
I know. It has a double image.
Seen in any car. You've got two images. The second image... shines on the pavement is animated. So it starts to show like three or four AMG racing stripes, and then the AMG logo appears every time yeah. like the car is turned on and the doors opened and things like that. So that's really cool. I also know there's one that does animation with the Mercedes stars and like a square. I really want that uh-huh. one.
That's the one you want?
That's the one I want, but maybe in a future car. My car, when I get welcome, when I open the car, like that, I know what it's going to be. That Mercedes, like the stars all animate into both my screens.
Yeah.
And it like has a sound effect like Mercedes-Benz, which I think is cool on the new vehicles. But I didn't have that on the 22. And then your car also has little circular screens where you adjust like the performance setting on the vehicle that you didn't have before. And they also animate into the same AMG logo when the car greets you or when the car gives you a farewell. It shows right. the Mercedes logo in red and then it fades out. So it's
right.
It's just all marketing, but it's cool.
It's cool for sure. It's cool.
So, mm-hmm. Something did happen to me in your car yes. you don't know about.
Uh-oh.
This Uh-oh. Did not result because I'm responsible.
Oh no.
This
you got a
not,
ticket.
This did not result in any damage to your car. And also, I don't know if you noticed, I did fill your car up before I left.
Yes, that was very nice.
Okay.
Very nice. That's I noticed that.
But I was bored, so I was just driving your car, kind of going to check out Marco Island. But it was nighttime, and I was on roads I'd never been on. And I was on the roads in Florida, they're huge, and then they're mostly smooth. And they're just begging for you to go a little faster. So I was in a 45 zone. And also I will add your car and my car, one of the best creature comforts they have. It's reading speed limit signs.
Yep.
So you always should know what speed zone you're in. Okay. I was in a 45.
Uh-oh.
I think Lee County Sheriff was in the median in the dark. And I was going 67 in a 45.
Uh-oh.
So I wasn't accelerating. I was just driving how I drive because I drive a little fast. But I was so close to so anyway, he pulls me over immediately. He already starts asking me questions about like he likes the car. Like he wants to know if I can change like the mood lighting and you know the like all the ambient lighting. And of course your registration isn't in there. Why would it be? And I said, well, we just got it. You know, it's my mom's car, which is, again, lame. Because, you know, he doesn't know I drive a Mercedes. He's just thinking I'm going to, whatever, I'm messing around. But I wasn't driving erratically or anything. So it gets pulled over. And I'm apologetic. And I said, well, I just haven't really been driving in this area. But I didn't lie about how fast I was going, you know. Or he told me how fast I was going. But I wasn't arguing with him. And he said, yeah, that little bit is 45 and it changes. We could see the next sign that said 55 ahead of us. And the car had already read, your car's radar had already picked up 55. So that's how close I was to the border from 45 to 55. But I think he liked me and kind of felt bad for me a little bit, but he did give me a ticket. It wasn't for 67 in a 45. He made it like a safety equipment violation, which is less. It's not a big deal, but it's $167.
Oh my gosh.
I haven't had a ticket in, I don't know, so long. So I'm probably just gonna pay it.
Yes.
But yeah, we did quickly. I was
well, it's a red car. It's red.
It's red.
It's red. Yeah, it's red.
So be careful, but enjoy your 63S and
yes, which I'm going to be 63 this year. So Wow. Matches my age. Ooh, what I found. I think I found some money. Oh, look what I found, some money.
Found some money in your house. Very good.
That's very nice. $10. I found some money.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes, okay.
You can tell the audience why you are, in my humble opinion, systematically destroying a fond childhood memory in the way of our beloved farm. What is the best?
Now, Georgie, you just... Now, listen. Now, just listen. This is what you call progress. And...
Well, this is what you call guilt trip. This is what you call guilt trip.
Well, listen, I could fight with the power company, but the power companies are gods. You're not going to win. They're going to take your land, and you can either give it to them, and they give you a nice price for it, because they don't just eminent domain or anything like that. They don't just take your land. They offer you money for your land, and then you have an opportunity. They're going to take your land anyway, regardless, whether you cooperate or not.
Okay. So they, eminent domain. That's the U.S. thing that happens. Yeah. Right.
Right. Now that's pretty extreme, but you have to understand, you're going to lose. It's a power company. Okay. They're like almighty. They can do whatever they want, and so better to cooperate. So you have the opportunity. You have an opportunity to say where you want the power lines to go. You have the opportunity to. Ask any price you want for it. And then they come at you with an offer, and you can counteroffer. You can have the land appraised. You can use comparable pieces of property that have sold. And then they also go through the process of having the land appraised. And that's how they come up with their first number. So they can send you a number, offer me $100, but I can ask for $500. Right?
Yeah.
And so we have that opportunity. And in this case, I always knew this was going to happen. I always knew Bristol was going to come that way.
Since when did you know that was going to happen?
Ever since I bought the property. We were the next 200 acres. The next acres after the town of Bristol. I knew that Bristol was going to grow one day. I knew it was going to come that way. But then we're also on a state highway, 15. So that... State can do whatever they want. So that road's going to get big. So this is not me going out there searching for somebody to buy the property and tear the buildings down and put in power lines. This is the progress of the city of Bristol expanding outward. And that goes on to my property. They're also trying to take big power from the east side of the property to the west side of the property. So from like Middlebury through, then we get more power through Bristol, and then that connects to the west side of Bristol going towards Elkhart.
Okay.
This is happening.
Okay. So I didn't really know that it was eminent domain and you had no choice in the matter. Like, there'd be no...
In the long run, I have no choice. They're going to take it. They're going to do what they want.
Yeah. But you'd rather negotiate with them and get a good price.
Yes.
And have a say. So if you...
And
say
have the power
lines. If you ignore them, they would just do whatever they wanted?
No, you can't ignore them. There's no such thing.
Okay.
But it's like you can't ignore them. It'd be like ignoring NDOT.
Mm-hmm. Indiana Department of Transportation. Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like you're not, it's like ignoring, you know, the IRS.
So there's no way that the main farmhouse and the guest house where I had farm parties could be preserved at all. Gingerbread homes.
Well, only if I had, because I requested the power to go around the perimeter of the property and not through the middle of the property.
Okay.
So because the power lines were going to go one, there's two lines coming through. One line was going to go through the center of the property between 10 and the town city line.
Uh-huh. County Road 10.
Yeah, County Road 10. So either through the middle of the property and one down 10, or both of them to come down 10 instead of through the middle of the property. So I said, why don't we put it on the perimeter and come down 10?
So you tried to preserve the middle of the property, which is your
property. So maybe that was a mistake. Maybe I should have had it go through the middle of the property. I don't know. But it was coming through.
Well, maybe it's not a mistake, because then you can preserve more land for yourself and develop it accordingly. Because no one wants to live near a power line, so the middle could still be residential or commercial, whatever.
Or whatever, yeah. Or just left as wild.
just left as a wild. But now, but
see, the thing is, if the power line's coming down the road, you know, they need 125 feet in from the road. Well, right, that house sits right about, that house sits like 10 feet from, maybe 20 feet from the road, maybe.
Yes.
So it has to come down. And also, we have to understand that house is...
How old? Yeah.
100 years old. It needs all new HVAC. It needs new plumbing system. It needs new electrical. It needs all new windows. The fireplace and the whole chimney needs to be redone. It's just not, it's not a lucrative project.
Did you guys do a lot to it in the...
No.
Bought it?
No. Just painted it.
And furnished it?
Yep. That was it.
Oh, okay. I thought a lot was done. So that what we saw, that was already in fairly good shape at the time. I realize now that was a long time ago. But
yeah, it's an old farmhouse.
This is an old farmhouse. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't do anything to it.
Well, the only reason, so we don't go to the farm anymore. And you live in Bristol still, but we don't even really, you know, do any major holidays or events in Bristol or Elkhart or Michigan or Indiana. No, none of those places. The only things we do for holiday wise at this point is Florida. And then we'll see you in Chicago, but not for big holiday events. So it's just not, it's not something that occurs over there anymore. You have a beautiful home in Bristol, but that's, who knows?
Christmas a couple of years ago was the last one. And then, but people want to be down in Florida.
That might have been 3 years ago.
But, you know, people want to be in Florida for Christmas. When I ask you, choose, do you want to guys Elkhart or do you want Florida? And people are like, Florida.
Yeah.
2 years ago. No, 2 years ago, we were at Christmas in Elkhart.
Okay. Well, yeah. the only, I guess, the only thing that makes me not sad, but nostalgic about the farm is it is a pretty piece of property. You know, there's a pond that it's kind of... It's very scenic. You know, there's really, there's some cool landscape being up there. There's a golf green. Those two homes are really unique and they're very cute, you know, and we spend a lot of time up there, but I don't even care about that. I just care about the physicality to pull all that out and then put, you know, God knows how tall power lines in there. It's not going to be pretty, you know,
and no, there's and I see people that
live up there.
I know. And this is the, you know,
this is the way in progress, I guess.
This is it. This is how it's going.
And we were,
this is it.
When you guys bought that property, that was originally bought for us to move to full time, right?
It was talked about, but
not live on the river in Elkhart.
No, it was just going to be somewhere like we would go on the weekend, never to move full time.
Oh, well, then, okay.
Maybe a home down in the gully. I thought maybe in time because it was down off the road, but I knew this was going to happen. I told you. I mean, I always knew this was going to happen. I know it's been a long time, but I'd hate to tear down a family home.
Yeah. Well, so that's what you're saying. That's why we didn't go out there because you would have, this would.
That's why we didn't move out there.
You would have been tearing it down a family home.
Yeah. 20 years in. Yeah. 30 years in. Oh, yeah. Beat that. This is already, I'm going to get a bunch of flack about it. From the whole town, probably from the whole freaking county. But it's like, guys, it's I didn't go out there looking for the power company to do this. Mm-hmm. They have a big, you know, they went through the other property down a little bit north of me, northeast of me, Marty Strapp's property. They put a big power station there. So it's what's happening.
What need the town just needs more power?
Town needs power. It also needs water. It also needs, well, look at all those big plants that have moved in out there.
Yeah. Industrial.
That's a lot of infrastructure. It needs a lot of infrastructure.
Mm. Well, the only, maybe Madeline will protest with her body and like lay down on the ground and then no machinery can go and stop.
Well, the pole barn's still there and the pond and the woods, all that's still there. The hill's there. All that's there.
Do you have images of these power lines?
No, but they're some big ones.
Oh, they're big.
Not those, this kind.
It's a podcast. Those. What? Not the ones those that look like arms that are holding power
lines? No, not those.
Okay.
It's these other
like
ones.
Poles, right? Really big.
Yeah.
Big steel poles.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, maybe to the neighbors or whatever, if you would try to fight it, it would delay the process. Maybe that's what people think, but I don't know. What does the town say?
They're ready. Oh no, this is everybody's go.
The government is.
Yes, they're pro. Yes, everybody's go. It's been talked about for, you know, that road's going in, but the power's happening, period. It's happening. Maybe not, won't get torn down maybe for, I'm meeting him tomorrow. Big meeting. Okay. So I'll get the timeline on the buildings.
Well, you're off. But it was very nice back in the day. It was playground. It was a great, amazing place for a kid to grow up or to hang out in.
The pole barn will still be there and all that. You guys don't go out there now, you know. So
no, okay.
Yes. Well,
you're going to tear things down, and we'll just keep you posted on that, or you keep us posted the next time you come on. So I want to talk about my pharmacology journey.
Now, Georgie, are you going to become a prescription drug addict?
I don't know. Hopefully not an addict, but I'm not. History shows I'm not. I don't have an addictive personality, but
yes, no, you don't.
Mm-mm. Maybe I'll need it with this one drug that we'll talk about at the end. But it basically,
have you eaten anything today? That's why you're so tired. You don't eat during the day. That's not good for you.
Eaten ham and cheese croissant from Starbucks.
Okay, you need better, higher quality food.
Yes. Through trial and error, this is where we are. So I tried Prozac, but I think.
And wait, what's our timeline here? And how many months have you tried all these different things? And because I tell you, they can't be effective. It's
last
every
summer.
Month.
Mm. So I tried Prozac. We know, but Prozac is an SSRI, so it's got strong.
You didn't like it.
No, it's got sexual side effects. Then I tried Cymbalta. Which is also an
SSRI. That sounds like an old person's drug.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Same side effects after only 2 days. So, you know, we stopped. What we're talking about there is, I don't want to be too graphic since, you know, mom is here, but it's delayed or what's clinically called, you know, blocked orgasm. It just goes away. So Cymbalta is approved to treat basically your major depressive disorder, which I have or used to have before I got juiced up, your general anxiety disorder, which is GAD, or pain caused by diabetic neuropathy. Okay.
Which you don't have.
Which I don't have. But these drugs treat many things, is what I've learned in my research.
Yes. Okay.
I recently went to 300 milligrams of Wellbutrin after being on 150 for the last 8 months. This appears to be working, and Wellbutrin has essentially no side effects that I can tell. It's not a controlled substance. It treats
well. When did you up it by that much? When did you up it?
A few weeks ago.
Well, that's why you're so tired.
But it takes a few weeks to take effect. So now it's taken effect. So Wellbutrin treats depression. Anxiety is the one that we haven't been able to treat. So first we tried propranolol. I think I'm saying that right. Which had little to no.
Why don't you try meditation? That might help.
Okay, maybe that you're right.
Anxiety,
perhaps it could. So this treats high blood pressure, chest pain, uneven heartbeat. It also treats tremors, migraines, and then in addition to anxiety, of course, it's a beta blocker. I've read that it doesn't treat the feeling of anxiety, but only the physical symptoms that come with it. So that's bullshit. I don't know why we even tried it. Like shaking,
right,
sweating, but I don't have those.
Yeah, don't do that. I'm telling you, try some meditation.
What did you do?
All day, 10 minutes a day.
Your thumb is covering up your phone microphone.
Okay, there.
Okay. Gosh. Okay.
Calm app. Just listen to Jeff Warren. 10 minutes a day meditation helps a lot.
Calm app?
On the Calm app, yep.
I don't know what Calm app is.
It's a Calm app. It has, you know, sleep stories, meditation, you know.
Oh, Calm app.
Calm app.
Okay,
so I listened to that, Jeff Warren, 10 minutes a day. He has all kinds of illnesses, you know, ADHD, this and that, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
10 minutes a day, no big deal. Okay.
Maybe 10 minutes a day. Calm app, C-A-L-M.
Yeah.
Tried gabapentin.
What the heck is that?
Somebody told me that's for dogs, but I don't know. This could treat many different things, including, again, neuropathy, seizures, restless leg syndrome, which I do have, used off-label. It treats symptoms of anxiety, post-operative surgical pain, alcohol withdrawal, cannabis withdrawal, and hot flashes in women. There you go, Mom. So it's wide range.
What the heck do you need this for?
That didn't work either.
Well, no. Oh, my God.
So that didn't work either. Then we tried hydroxy.
What are you, like a guinea pig? Is your like doctor like writing all this down?
You have to trial and error. We don't know what's going to work and what's not. You don't know until you try it.
How about exercise where it gets your endorphins going?
Well, that, sure. So hydroxy. So I took one and it didn't really do anything. Then I tried two a little late, a different day, and it put me to sleep. It made me so tired for like 8 hours. So hydroxy is really weird because it's an antihistamine. It besides anxiety, it's used in the treatment of itchiness, insomnia, nausea, motion sickness.
Georgie, this is craziness.
So it treats allergic conditions. So
how does one of my children, who I'm not a pill popper, want to take all these pills?
Well, I'm under the supervision of a medical care team.
Okay, a team. Okay. How old are they?
And I want to preface that I'm not a medical doctor. I cannot give medical advice. And this is just my experience and research. None of this should be used to treat anything that you're going through.
Do these people give you like diet and test that? And do they also tell you to go exercise? Do they tell you
about that? The therapist does. My therapist does, but not the medication guy, no.
Oh my God.
Psychiatry, whatever he is, PAC. But I do want to point out hydroxine is one of those drugs that should not be taken chronically, or it can cause brain fog and dementia. So,
now that's a good drug.
So
brain fog and dementia, just what I need.
So it's as needed. It can mess up with your brain. So that's sold, if people know about it, it's sold under the brand names of Atarax and Visteril, if you recognize those names. So finally, we've just arrived at
clonazepam.
Or PAM. It's not PAN, it's PAM.
Klonopin.
Or what's commonly known as Klonopin, which I assume most of my listeners have heard of this drug. It's very popular. It's almost too popular because abuse is high. It's a benzo. It's a controlled substance. It's in the Xanax family, which is widely abused. And
it doesn't knock you out.
And this stuff is highly addictive. So it can also cause brain disorders if you don't that you don't want, like dementia, if you use it chronically over a long period of time, just like hydroxine. So this is also going to treat a lot of different things. So it's anxiety disorders, seizures, epilepsy, bipolar mania, agitation associated with psychosis, OCD, akathisia, which is inability to sit still, which I have, agoraphobia, which I was amazed to learn. I didn't know you could treat that. It's definitely a sedative.
What's agoraphobia?
Fear of big groups of people, fear of other people.
Fear of going out of the door?
Yeah. So it definitely felt like a tranquilizer when I took it. I took it one time. I took half a pill and I took half of a 0.5 and it was that strong. So
yeah,
it's also,
I will take 0.25, half of a 0.25. And I don't take it very often, but once in a while, and that's very, just takes the edge off.
What does
that Klonopin?
Okay. Yeah, it's also
anxiolytic.
It's an anxiolytic for the people that
want
to Google that. And it's
akathisia.
It is helps treat akathisia as well.
What's akathisia?
Akathisia is inability to sit still. So I have that. So we're okay. So then it possesses anxiolytic. It's also an anticonvulsant. It's hypnotic properties, and it has skeletal muscle relaxant properties. So that makes sense. Yes. Side effects may include sleepiness, poor coordination, agitation. Long-term use may result in tolerance, dependence, and life-threatening withdrawal syndromes if you stop it abruptly. And this is very interesting stuff. Dependence occurs in 1/3 of people who take benzos for longer than 4 weeks. Okay. The risk of suicide increases, especially in people who are already depressed. So that's me as well. In 2021, it was the 46th most commonly prescribed medication in the United States, with more than 14 million prescriptions. So again, I took one half of basically a half, a 0.5, but I don't know anything about milligrams, and different drugs mean different milligrams and more or less. You can't really base it on that, but, and it was very effective. So for now that works.
Yeah, but putting you to sleep is not effective, in my opinion.
It doesn't put me to sleep, though. The other one does.
Yeah.
Hydroxine does. Yeah. Although, again, you can't fix crazy. There's only so much we can do. Hopefully we can treat these things. And I think we're finally, we've got a good drug pairing between Klonopin and Wellbutrin. So.
Good. I'm happy to hear it.
Yes.
Yes. Good. Quite the journey.
It was a long
journey. Although I would add some exercise. You used to go to SoulCycle.
Yes. When they were in vogue, I did. Yes.
And you are a good runner. You definitely can run for a long distance. And you're a good walker.
I do walk, yes. And I'm a good scooterer.
She's a very good scooterer, yes.
Okay. Which I scootered the other day when I was in D.C.
And you're a good pickleball player.
I am good at pickleball so far. I can kick some ass on pickleball, it seems like.
You got that underlying, very competitive nature.
Yeah, I gotta really lean into that as this weather breaks.
Yes.
Okay. So I flew to Savannah. Yes. I flew to Savannah for work.
Yes.
You want to tell me anything about your medical journey, Mom?
No, I was, you know, I am off medication. I do have a backup of, I have a great prescription of the Klonopin. I take it once every, I don't know, once in a while. Right. And that's it. I used to be on, years ago, I was on Zoloft, but I thought that was a dangerous drug because it really made you not care. Somebody could smack you, say anything they want you, you didn't care. So I didn't like that. Then I was on Prozac for a few years, and I liked that very much. Very effective. And then I have a backup Klonopin. But as right now, I don't take...
You have no anything. Daily.
Nothing daily.
We got to get B on Wellbutrin.
But I do, you know, meditate, and I do try and watch my daily life.
You watch your daily life?
Like just make sure that I'm active, make sure that I sleep well, make sure that I eat well, and then I have manage the stress level, and then I have the dancing. So,
well, you definitely sleep well.
Yeah. So those are good things for me. But I don't have manic depressive disorder. I have dysthymia. That's low grade, long term. Depression, and that's usually happens from a major
traumatic event.
Very, very traumatic.
In your childhood.
In your very young years, yeah. So that's that. Plus whatever, laundry list of other things, but never mind. I think we dwell too much on that sometimes. So yes. Anyway. So
you have dysthymia, then I had MDD, and we treated it, so we're doing well.
So we're doing well.
Yeah.
A lot of people got worse. A lot worse things going on.
Yes, true.
Yes,
you gotta be thankful. So I flew to Savannah for work. I ordered a lift from the airport like I always do. I get into this minivan and I immediately feel sand under my feet when I get into the car. The interior of the minivan is very weathered. We'll be nice about it. And the sand I'm feeling is fresh carpet powder. The driver tells me, it's to get the cat smell out from the vehicle's previous owners. So I roll down the window and I brave it. It's less than a 15-minute drive to my hotel. I think it'll be fine, okay? I also notice that his handicap placard he has says Samuel Thomas on it, our brother's name, which is just bizarre in a different way. But it's not his name in Lyft, and it's not the name he gives me, which is Joey, okay? So he starts talking to me. And this is what he tells me out of nowhere. And I didn't ask him anything. He's allergic to cats, but he does volunteer work spading and neutering cats, I guess. And he just got permission to put up some flyers advertising that he spades and neuters cats, although he makes no money doing it. And he bought a car that had a bunch of cats living in it with a cat lady. So that doesn't make any sense. So then he tells me that he's very religious, but he hates religious people in Georgia. And he's got, of course, this Southern accent. You can visualize what I'm talking about, you know, a classic Southern accent. So then he starts telling me about how in middle school, now he's probably 35 or 30, who knows? He was about
I don't like a chatty lip driver. I just have to say.
Wait till you hear this shit. And this is the worst of that kind.
Then I got some funny story about my brother. Okay, go ahead.
So he tells me in middle school, he's about to, I guess, have sex with his middle school like date from a dance or something, but that he blacks out and almost kills her. And then 10 police officers have to pull him off of her. Okay.
And you're in the car with him.
He's talking to me. He's not on the phone. He's telling me. I think he might have liked me. I don't know. After that happened, he promised his mother that he wouldn't date anybody romantically until after high school. Then he tells me he's burned 100 Bibles, and then he tried to kill himself twice, but God told him Joey, this is his name's Joey, that God makes no mistakes. Okay? Because it sounds like his sexuality. I knew it was coming, his sexuality. So to find out his sexuality, he went right to the beach just to watch people and see who turned him on. This is why I'm never having kids, because that's not the creeps that live out there. So he learned that he prefers the slender male body. That's what he said. And he went to the beach to watch people to see what turned him on. So sick people are out there. Mental illness is rampant. So yes. Right as he tells me this, he's telling me what he's attracted to. We almost completely run a red light. He slams on the brakes, but he continues telling me the story like nothing happened. My bag falls. And so I'm just sitting there at this point, I'm becoming terrified. Then he tells me that it's only a 10, 12 minute drive. He tells me he met a college guy from New Jersey who went to SCAD, I guess. After the guy graduated, he couldn't find a job. So he went to work for a florist in Atlanta. And he was talking to this guy for like 3 to 4 years on MySpace. Okay. Eventually, Joey goes to this guy's place in Atlanta. The guy goes home. He wants to take a shower. And then he comes out of his bedroom, I guess, in his pajamas. And Joey's just sitting there. And the guy, I guess, has to write an essay for continuing school. But it takes so long that Joey falls asleep. Then he says, well, you can sleep in my bed. So they go to his bedroom to sleep and they cuddle a little bit. And then the guy out of the blue, I guess, French kisses him. But Joey's not interested because he's in a relationship with another guy. Okay. So why would you go all the way to Atlanta? It's not close to Savannah. All right. So whatever. Nothing ever makes sense. Then he says his true love was stabbed 44 times in Savannah. And his roommate did it. His roommate, I guess, killed his true love. The person, of course, died. His roommate at the time was dating.
Are you sure this is true?
It's all true. I wrote feverish notes. His roommate at the time was dating an escort, and everyone who lived in the house or that lived off the escort, because she had so many dudes, I guess. So they had steak and lobster every night. And then one of the roommates, as repayment, would drive the escort around all her jobs to keep her safe. But then she got hepatitis. And she eventually went to like live in a mental institution. And then he tells me her father was run over by a farm tractor.
Come on. This is a tall tale.
I'm telling you. But the escort, this is what he's a Lyft driver, so you can tell all this shit. The escort's still alive to this day, he thinks. Then randomly, I guess he was hit head on by a drunk driver who was also an off-duty cop. So we're kind of getting to the end. And by the way, the murderer got 60 years in prison, no possibility for parole. So I wanted to make sure justice was served. And I did ask that specifically. I guess his mom's a bail bondsman. I didn't get a chance.
Oh, how convenient.
Yes, yeah, I didn't get a chance to ask if he went to jail. I'm positive he's been in jail. That was all in a 10-mile ride. He told me that.
I'd have been scared out of my mind.
Yeah, I mean.
I would have been.
Sick.
I once had people. A Lyft driver or Uber driver that was telling me, did I know about the two girls that got murdered the one town over? And he kept talking about it, like, oh my God, I'm going to get murdered.
Yeah. So many awful, horrific, graphic things that happen around us that we don't ever know about. And that happen every day in this city I'm sitting in. And you're lucky that you're not part of it, because I'm sure that person he's talking about was murdered.
Yeah. Well,
and there's some dangerous stuff.
I don't know. He had a lot of things, but
He was creepy.
I don't know.
I think he might have liked me. I don't know.
Maybe.
I hope he gets
maybe the help. Just wanted to freak you out.
I don't think so. I think he was telling me things that were true, but he didn't know that he shouldn't be talking about them.
Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy, Georgie.
Yeah. People open up to me, though, and I still, even though I've gotten a little older, you know, when I'm in public and with people that are working retail or work at restaurants, I'm my voice over the phone, whatever it is, I get called sweetie, honey, cutie,
honey, oh, sweetness, oh, honey,
all that
honey.
Stuff is still, I'm still treated like that. So I must be approachable.
Yes, you are approachable and you're very easy to talk to.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
You're not approachable.
Well, I'm whatever. That's okay. We can't all be the same.
Okay. Upcoming yes, party. We do have another coronation yes. party coming up for.
We do a 30-year-old. Yes. 30, Beatrix.
Now it's become a tradition. I had one. Pete had one. B's having one. I think it's going to be the biggest one yet. And the reason I say that is we're the most organized and the invitations have gone out with the most notice. And when I had my party, it was coming off the heels of COVID a little bit still.
Yeah.
All of my friends were having babies. So I think this is going to be a big one.
Well, we better look at that space, like I said.
It can hold 75 people.
Oh, shit.
I'm worried about that a little bit.
I'm worried about that. You better not have. We're not going to be a. We better go there next Thursday.
Before you go back to Florida?
Yeah, I better go next Thursday. Mm-hmm.
Right now, 40 people are going.
Yeah, I know. We're going to hit that 75 mark. That's only 30. Still, we better check it out. We don't want it jammed.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
People are rallying. But hopefully, and most of my friends have an RSVP'd. Hopefully they do. A lot of my friends got invited. And I kept asking B, I said, they
why your friends? Isn't it her party?
She wants everyone to invite their friends.
She didn't tell me to invite my friends.
What
friend do you have, Abby? I don't know.
What friend do you have, Abby?
Well, yeah, I know.
You can invite your hairdresser. Your sister should come. You've got friends. Invite, what's her face? Patty.
Who? No, I'm not.
Why?
It's Beatrice's party.
Okay, well, then don't complain.
I'm going to invite. She's the only one I'm going to invite, but she's already invited.
Well, she's fired. I'm firing her. Okay. I'm just kidding.
She does a good job on your hair. Okay, yes, dear. Tell me what. Okay, now what?
Now we have an upcoming dinner. It's really to appease you, so you don't think anyone forgot about your birthday, but you and I are going to have a combined birthday dinner next Wednesday at Les Grandes Boucheries, which is a new restaurant right in River North. I've heard they spared no expense on the build-out. I'm really excited to see it. And I don't know if I care about the food, but I want to see the building. It looks really cool.
All right. So that's you and me and
some of my very close friends and Beatrice. Sad Sack McGee's coming.
Yes. Okay.
Beatrice.
Yes. Well, yes.
She needs to be drugged.
Well, we just get whatever. We just keep kicking. We just whatever. He did us a favor. Thank you. Sayonara. Senegal.
Sayonara, Senegal. Please don't come back.
Pinky made that up before.
We hate you. What?
Pinky made that up when I...
Oh. Pinky, your sister?
Yeah, like months ago.
Yeah.
Don't repeat that.
Don't repeat
that. So I have to tell you a story about
my brother. You're on a public show right now. What do you mean don't repeat that?
Right. So I have to tell you a funny story about my brother Hugh. So he moved to Indiana after 50 years.
Your brother Hugh, okay, 68.
68, my brother Hugh. So he's been, now he's just got divorced. I don't know if he's divorced yet or not, but if he is, it's just recently divorced for the second time. And already he's got a woman.
Oh my gosh.
And she's his age and she's has a 6-year-old grandchild that calls her mom. And she has her own style hijab.
Her own what?
That she styles herself. And she has her own religion, and he hasn't seen her hair, and she never leaves the house without a gun because she's been assaulted once.
Is she in Indiana?
Yes, Elkhart. So my brother Hugh, no grass runs over that, grows under that man's feet.
So she's Muslim?
No, she has her own religion.
She wears a hijab, but she's not Muslim?
Self-styled.
Self-styled hijab.
She styled it herself.
What are you talking about? Okay.
She styled it herself, and she has her own religion.
All right. Well, how old is she?
Well, it must be his age.
Yeah. Your family, man. You got some crazy, weird people in there.
Wait, I forgot this other part.
Oh, my gosh.
He hears voices. He's heard him since he was four.
Uncle Hugh?
They help him diagnose and treat his patients.
Uncle Hugh has heard voices since he was four, and in his fake doctor job as a, acupuncturist, that helps.
He's an acupuncturist. He is a well-trained acupuncturist. He is well-trained, but that's, yes.
Okay. Wow. He's odd, Mom.
Oh, you think that's odd?
He's odd. You know, your mother obviously is odd, and I'll stop there. I obviously love Pinky and all my cousins and Malcolm, but there's some odd folk over there.
Mm, yeah.
He might be the oddest.
Mm.
Your mother takes the cake. She's the
oddest. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who we don't see.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Yeah.
Now he's your problem because he's in your backyard.
You're going to
move to Florida.
The apartment. Which is going to get torn down.
You're going to tear down his house.
Well, he knows it. He knows. So, okay. Yes.
So, by the way, thanks for breaking a lamp Florida.
That lamp was precariously perched on this acrylic, and I thought that they were connected, and I just went to move it a few inches.
I need $400, cheapo. I need $400, cheapo.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You need to replace that, Mom. That's proper.
Absolutely.
Don't make me bring up how much money that you've been saved by a certain person, okay? You can replace that lamp.
Who saved me money?
I'm not allowed to speak about them on the podcast, but...
Oh, you're right. You have a new... How many new people... How many are now on the list that you cannot speak about?
I had a weird reaction from a co-host from 2023. That was really odd. Then I had more people in the family, specifically one person who doesn't want to be talked about. But that person might have somewhat of a beef because I may have attacked them a little bit. People are just very, very sensitive and... The podcast host is what I'm weirded out by. The podcast host is a bizarre, out of left field, and there's no factual. There's just nothing there that I think is accurate. But people can have their own opinions, I guess. I don't know. Most people don't want to be on the air. They don't want to be public people. They don't want to have podcasts, and they don't want to be. People really. Want their privacy protected.
Yep.
You know, but
yeah.
If I'm experiencing something in my life and, you know, and we're talking about something that relates to it on the podcast, no, I'm not going to not talk about it. I can remove names. You know, I don't say people's names, but I'm not going to filter everything I do on here.
No.
And if you're in my family, you may be mentioned sometimes. Even if it's not by name, you might just be mentioned from a what occurred standpoint or something.
Yes. Yes, I understand.
So, whatever.
Yeah. All right.
I'm doesn't bother me. If you're doing this kind of work, you got to be less sensitive.
Yes,
you got to just plow forward.
Yep. You can't be sensitive for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Well, but you said now your hotel reviews are going well.
Yes. I mean, going well, they're getting some decent activity compared to the podcast or anything else we're doing, which we're not doing much, but the room tours, I think in February had like 17,000 views.
That's good.
So,
well, I think people are interested in that.
They must be interested. So we got to capitalize on that. But I, of course, hopefully that pushes people towards the podcast. Okay. Well, we'll move on to songs of the week. Mom, you have to get going. I know that.
All right. So wait a minute. Where are you going next?
I am going to Napa.
What hotel are you staying in there?
I am not staying in a hotel. I think I'm staying in a rare occurrence. I'm staying in an Airbnb. But then I'm going to San Francisco for two nights, and I'm staying in a Four Seasons.
Oh, very interesting.
Which I wanted to use points, but I wanted to throw Patty a bone, our travel agent. So if she...
Honey.
So
honey. I understand, but she does pretty well by you.
She does. I take care of her for sure.
Yeah. Then use your points or take your points and put it against the balance of your credit card.
I never do that, but
you can use do that.
I've reduced my credit card debt as of late. It spiked like in February, but I've been smarter and been intentional about not spending money frivolously. Yes,
being intentional about money.
And I should have charged you a lot more to take your car to Florida.
No, you should not. You offered.
Well, I should have offered with that contingent.
After the fact.
Well, I didn't get hardly anything out of you. What do you make a month?
Fucker? It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
You want me to have enough money until I die. So I have to.
You have plenty of money, old witch. You have plenty of money. You have a scarcity mentality.
I have a scarcity
mentality because of the way you grew up. But that's
thankfully,
fine.
Thankfully. Can you imagine if I was broke?
Yeah, other people we've seen have gone broke. So yeah, no, I don't want you to be broke.
Or be like, you know, I have two family members, personal family members, not my, you know, my mom and my brother. They are not a dime between them.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pressure on a family.
Yes.
I don't agree with that. I agree. Anybody, adult, you need to think about your future, your retirement, and when you won't be able to provide income for yourself, because it's not fair to family members to have multiple family members with nothing and need supporting. It's not fair.
Yes.
So there's my big lecture on that.
You and Dad were always aligned on that, and you always said that to people, and you always tried to tell that to your siblings, and you thought that at a young age. So
yeah.
Which some people, I think some people say, well, I love what I do and whatever happens financially happens. I'm not going to worry about it.
No,
and,
it's a bad attitude to have because
the response is if you're not going to worry about it, nobody's going to worry about it. So
if you're not going to worry about it, you're going to get to the age where the onus is going to fall on somebody.
Yeah. And you don't want to,
you know,
be taken
this whole, you know, we are one, you know, the universe is going to provide. Well, you know what? The universe is not going to provide. Somebody is going to provide. That's the universe. Not the universe isn't going to drop a dollar on your in your pocket because you didn't put one in there yourself. Somebody's going to have the pressure. Either society is, the government is, or a family member or friend is. And I definitely don't agree with not thinking about the future. I find that very irresponsible and selfish.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's my two cents on that.
Specifically, I guess.
Huh?
You must be talking about someone specifically.
No, I just think in general. I have two family members, like I said, my mom and my brother. That was their attitude. The universe is going to provide. Provide what?
Yeah. And your mom is living to an old age.
Yeah. 90 and in good health. And my brother's 68 and also in excellent health.
Yeah. Yeah. Your old family is in good health.
Guess who the universe is? Well, the universe is me. Oh, right. Okay. Well, and I guess I could be a crapper and not do anything, but I'm not.
You already have been very supportive.
Yeah, I always am. Anyway, enough on that.
Enough on that, Mom. Gosh.
Yes, dear. Yes.
Songs of the Week.
What are the songs of the week?
Well, you interrupted me, but Songs of the Week, Made for Me by Mooney Long. Okay. I'm Good by David Guetta and Bebe Rexha.
And I'm good with it. Because I'm good and I'm feeling all right. Baby, I'm going to have the best freaking night of my life.
and Horas y Horas by Moody Long. So that is the Spanish version of Hours and Hours by Moody Long.
Hours and Hours because you love me.
Okay, I love both of those songs. I just discovered that she can do it in Spanish. She's incredible. Moody Long.
Oh, Moody Long. Oh, I never heard of him.
Not an active listener. Remember, to listen to any of these songs that were featured today or to find any that have been played on WAG, just search WAG Playlist on Spotify for the show's playlist. Every time we release an episode, this playlist is updated. And I think we're at about 5 hours, 10 minutes on the length of that full playlist. So we've got a nice...
That's a good, nice, long playlist.
Yeah. So if you liked and enjoyed the songs, that's a great place. And then you could use the playlist for a party or for just your friends coming over for drinks or, you know, what, just you in the car. There's a lot of things you could do.
Yes.
And that's it for this episode. Wait a minute.
What about the hotels? Didn't you have a hotel, Savannah, or anything?
Yeah, but I don't have them on this one.
You don't? Okay.
No, but if you want to look into, go on my YouTube, on WAG's YouTube, you can find clips now from the Alita in Savannah. Those are already posted. Or TikTok.
Well, and I have one. Oh, sorry.
Or Instagram.
Okay. Now, I have one thought on that. I think people like those is because they do want to see, because you stay in some nice hotels. They've never maybe been in a luxury hotel, and they can see, you know, and they haven't. So I think that's why it's popular.
Yeah. Some people just don't get to travel, not even if it's a nice hotel or not. So they just want to know where these places are, I think, too. So.
Yeah. Yep.
But the shorts are what generate views. The full-length ones don't yet. So,
yeah. All right. Well, okay. I think you're doing a good job, bud.
Okay. Thank you, Mom. Thanks for listening to Recording George Middle. Anywhere you find podcasts, remember your favorite streaming platform, it's going to have WAG because it goes everywhere. And remember to follow WAG_pod on Instagram and DM me anything that's on your mind, and I will bring it up on the pod. And I really don't get many DMs, so I would love to make my day and you could send me a DM and I will talk about it. Or I will not. I just love to DM in general. But I'll see you all right here next time. And I hope everyone has a great week. Stay healthy. And Mom, thank you for doing it. We'll talk to you soon. I'll see you at that lunch next Wednesday.
All right. Sure. Love you, buddy.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Subscribe to WAG now and find out what George will sound off about next. New episodes drop every other Thursday anywhere podcasts are available.